Zero tolerance sounds like a great idea. There are lots of things to be zero tolerant about: child abuse of any kind, domestic abuse, abuse of helpless animals, drunk driving, just to name a few. North Andover High School has a policy of zero tolerance when it comes to alcohol and or drug use by its students. But a recent case suggests there should be some flexibility in that school system's zero tolerance policy. A North Andover senior, captain of the girls' volleyball team, was recently suspended for 5 games because she refused to let a friend drive drunk. A friend of Erin Cox called her from a house party where that friend admitted she'd been drinking. Erin did the right thing, went to the party, did not drink, and drove her friend home. The old adage of no good deed goes unpunished applied when North Andover High administrators suspended Erin, refusing to accept a police report that stated clearly Erin not only picked up her friend, but did not imbibe in any alcohol use. Another rule that seems to apply: school administrators rarely admit a mistake, and I am personally very zero tolerant of that policy. This is Dan Ray commending students like Erin Cox who do the right thing, whether their school's administrators admit it or not. Hope you can join us every weeknight from 8 to midnight for Nightside, right here on WBZ News Radio 1030.